From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. While the countywide referendum on Dolphins stadium financing has now been nixed thanks to the Florida legislature's inaction, there are still regional elections taking place in Miami-Dade County cities. One of them is in the city of North Miami, which holds key elections in a city divided. Whomever gets elected mayor there will have a difficult job of reuniting a city that has a fault line between residents. And that divide also has some racial undertones. Miami Herald reporter Nadesh Green covers the city and joins us now to talk about the upcoming election and the dynamics of North Miami. Welcome, Nadesh. So first of all, just give us an overview of what's been going on in North Miami.
Right now there is an election. The election is May 14th. And at the heart of this election is unity, unifying the city. This is a city that is divided, east side versus the west side, in some cases Haitians versus non-Haitians. And so a large part of this upcoming election in North Miami has to deal with how do we unify the city, who is going to represent the city and represent both sides of the city.
So this reuniting a city sounds like quite a challenge for whoever wants the job as mayor, and there are seven people vying for it.
Right. There are seven candidates running for mayor in North Miami. Among those candidates are Gwendolyn Boyd, who is the former police chief, Kevin Burns, who is a former mayor of North Miami, Lucy Tondreau, a Haitian activist who's well known in the area, and Dr. Smith Joseph, a physician.
There's a large Haitian community, as many people know, in North Miami, and it's been compared to sort of Little Havana 30 years ago to Cubans. How much of the city is still in transition? And you talked about the west side versus the east side. We're talking about Haitian Americans, a lot of them immigrants are new to the country, versus established whiter people on the east side of the city that live in the condos. So there is definitely sort of a divide there, right?
There is a divide, but I would say that I think North Miami is established. A lot of the Haitian residents you have living in North Miami are not necessarily new to the country. These are a lot of second-generation Haitians. These are Haitians who maybe their parents used to live in Little Haiti, but now they live in North Miami. And so they're well-rooted in North Miami. They're not new to the community, but there has been some tension between the growing Haitian population and the dwindling white population in North Miami.
And what are the key issues in this race for these candidates and these council members to fight over?
I think they've addressed a lot of the perennial issues that you expect in elections, public safety, the shrinking tax base. But the main thing that has come out of this election really has been unifying the city. This is a city that many say is divided. And so whoever is elected into office is going to have to be the voice of an entire city and not one portion of the city versus the other portion of the city. And there are residents who feel that, you know, if you're from the east side, maybe you will not represent the west side. And there are residents who think, well, if you're from the west side, we might not get our fair shake on the east side.
The city of North Miami holds its elections on May 14th. Early voting has already begun. Nadesh Green covers the city of North Miami for the Miami Herald. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And tonight at Johnson and Wales University, I will be hosting a debate of those mayoral candidates in North Miami. It starts at 7 p.m., and if you live in the city, I hope to see you there. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.